Stand by, my friends, for a special program today regarding the situation in Nigeria and regarding our adopted, spiritually adopted son, Okechukwu. This is Colin Cook, and thank you for joining me today. You're listening to How It Happens, a broadcast on the Gospel, the good news about our Savior Jesus Christ, the great plan God has set into operation to save and rescue this planet, the way our faith works, how it happens, so that we can train our faith to intercept our struggles. Well, I want to tell you, those of you who listened yesterday will know that there has been a serious tragedy happening to my spiritually adopted son, and I consider him our ministry's adopted son. So many of you have helped him over the years. In Okechukwu in Ekiti, Nigeria, we set up, as you know, the laundry mission about, would it be 4 or 5 years ago? He now has laundry services there and a car wash and a deep borehole to pull up the water from 120 feet for the laundry services, but that has also become useful as providing pure, clean water for families, children, and for businesses that want more water. So it has become a blessing. But I think, as you heard me say, there was a terrible attack on Okechukwu's little apartment just the other day, Saturday night. I want to read to you an update from Suleiman, his friend, whom I have met and know, a trustworthy man, and I will read that to you right now. "Hello, sir," he says. "Things are working okay but slow. With the ongoing nationwide strike, movement has been so impossible. After work on Saturday, I decided to spend the night at Okechukwu's place because we closed late and I didn't want him to go home all alone. At about 2 a.m., Okechukwu's compound was invaded by armed robbers, not religious extremists. All the whole apartments, that is, in the complex, were attacked. But what made Okechukwu's incident horrible was that during the robbery they saw Okechukwu's former police uniform in his apartment. But when he tried to make them understand that he was no longer on the job, that is, as a policeman, they would not believe him. My goodness, Dad, they descended on him and beat him and struck him uncountable times with machetes. Blood was everywhere. Never have I ever seen so much blood. With the help of some neighbors that were not wounded, we rushed him to the hospital. His treatment required surgery and stitches. As you well know, Dad, the general hospital refused to attend to him unless we paid the deposit. But when the strike came, that was the strike, the national strike, the general strike, I think it's either national or statewide on Monday morning. When the strike came up, we had to take him to a private hospital where the surgery was performed. But I had to show the doctor the email with the control number you sent before he agreed to treat Okechukwu, plus adding to the initial deposit. You see, the strike prevented Okechukwu picking up the $250 that I had sent on Sunday because there were no banks open. And these hospitals will not treat a patient until, no matter how critical it is, unless the money is given right there, a deposit. So, but anyway, they took him to the clinic, and the clinic treated him. The doctor was not really pleased with the outcome of the surgery. He said Okechukwu's wounds were left too long. But he tried his best and said with time he will heal better. I have not been able to collect the money yet from the bank. So that is the update, my friend, from Suleiman. It's a compounded thing. First of all, let me make a correction. These were not then Islamic extremists who attacked Okechukwu. They were armed robbers. But it happened at the same time that the BBC was reporting attacks by upon Christians. I want to read to you about that. By the way, let me say that so far, and I give thanks to God for you, dear people, because $600 has come in so far. Now, we're going to need much more than that. The deposit is $250, but I think the whole medical bill will probably come to $600. But then, if you will recall, the armed robbers took everything from Okechukwu's little apartment. Now, what's significant about that is that Okechukwu had withdrawn all the money, the business money, the laundry mission money, from the bank the day before. Why did he do that? Because of the impending national or state strike on Monday. They stole all that money. Now, I know that Okechukwu is a very careful money keeper. He's very, we put him through school for accounting. He's very careful with it. And he would have put aside money for the rent of the place, which comes up, I think, in May. So that money's gone. So I anticipate that we're going to need about $2,000 at least by the time he gets out of the hospital. Let me read to you from the BBC reports. Nigeria's president has said for the first time, then this is where the Islamic extremist thing comes. This is why I mentioned yesterday that Nigeria is possibly heading for civil war. It is a very, very serious thing, and this is why ultimately I think we're going to have to help Okechukwu and his mother and two sisters, plus Suleiman and his wife and child, to leave Nigeria. Nigeria's president has said for the first time he thinks sympathizers of the Islamist Boko Haram group are in his government and security agencies. Good luck, Jonathans. That's the only time you'll hear me say good luck, my friend, on this broadcast. But that is the name of the president. That's his first name. Good luck, Jonathan's comments, that's the president, came amid a wave of violence blamed on Boko Haram, which has left dozens of people dead in the north, most of them Christians. More than 80 people have been killed in recent weeks in attacks apparently carried out by Boko Haram, adding to the more than 500 killed in the past year. Now, this is the northeast of Nigeria, which is mainly Muslim, and they are trying to eliminate the area of Christians. A 24-hour wave of violence, this is continuing the quote, the BBC article, a 24-hour wave of violence apparently targeting Christian communities at the end of last week led to hundreds of people fleeing parts of northeastern Nigeria. Boko Haram, whose name means Western education is forbidden, that's in quotes, is fighting to overthrow the government and create an Islamic state. One of its factions has warned southerners, who are mostly Christian and animist, to leave the mainly Muslim north of Nigeria. A senior Christian cleric has warned that the country is sliding towards civil war. Mr. Jonathan, a Christian, was attending a Remembrance Day service, church service in the capital, Abuja, when he spoke about Nigeria's worsening security situation. Of the Boko Haram sympathizers, he said, some of them are in the executive arm of government, some of them are in the parliamentary legislative arm of government, while some of them are even in the judiciary. So we've got a growing crisis there. And on top of that is this incredible strike, which happened on Monday morning. The reason for this strike is that the government has ended the subsidy of the gasoline prices. Now, in spite of the fact that Nigeria has masses of oil and is one of the major oil producers of the world, Nigeria has not invested in the infrastructure needed to produce refined fuel. That is fuel that will makes petrol or gasoline. So they import most of their gasoline. And the country has been subsidizing that so that the people don't have to pay so much. They only get an average of $2 per day, $2 a day in salary. So this has created an enormous crisis, and people are rising up in revolt. Several have been killed during this strike already. I have known for years that Nigeria is incredibly corrupt. Okechukwu did a very valid course in his accounting, you know, but he had to actually pay to get his diploma. I said, Okechukwu, why do you have to pay? Is this have you genuinely done all the work? Have you genuinely completed your exams and so on? He said, Dad, I have done that. But he said, you have to grease the palm of everybody you're working with, otherwise you can't get anywhere. He had to grease the palm of his professor. I sent $50 in order for him to get his diploma. Appalling and horrible. The BBC article says at the end of it, the unrest comes, that is, the unrest of the strike, at the same time as a surge in sectarian violence. The Islamist militant group Boko Haram has carried out a string of deadly attacks in recent weeks, mainly against Christian targets in the northeast. Some years ago, my friends, when the man who gave most of the money for the laundry mission, a very humble man, not wealthy at all, he gave $8,000 from one of his parents' inheritance. He said, the Holy Spirit has said to me that it will be impossible for Okechukwu to work in Nigeria after or during or at the year by the year 2012. I put that on the at the back burner of my mind. I didn't want to hear it. We were just setting up the laundry mission. But it has come to the forefront of my mind now, my friends. And I'm asking you seriously to help. I am asking you to send donations. If you possibly could squeeze out whatever you can, please send your donations to FaithQuest, P.O. Box 366, Littleton, Colorado 80160. FaithQuest, P.O. Box 366, Littleton, Colorado 80160. I'll be back in a second. Friend, someone just called just between the break and now with a donation of $100 for Okechukwu. I thank you for her, and I pray that you will be moved also. Now listen, this is where your donations are going. They will help to pay that hospital bill for Okechukwu, the doctor's fees and all the rest of it, and then they will help to have some funds available in order for him to pay the rent for the rent of the building, where he does the laundry, so that there is money available when he gets out of the hospital. My friends, we may have to keep this fundraising going for a while, not for the regular broadcast, but during the break, so that we can ultimately move Okechukwu to another country and Suleiman and his family. Listen, if there is, and I'm saying this with a deep, with breathing deeply as I say it, if there is someone out there with $10,000 to spare, because I figure that that's what it will cost to move Okechukwu and his mother and two sisters and Suleiman and his wife and child to another country and get them settled. If there's someone there with that, please give us a call. Now listen, you can also make your donations by PayPal. Go to the faithquestradio.com website, faithquestradio.com. You can make them there, or give me a call, 303-738-8694. That's 303-738-8694. My friends, pray for Okechukwu. We are not set back by this. This is entering into the sufferings of Jesus Christ. Please pray for him. I'll see you next time. Cheerio and God bless.